you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
A year ago today, the coronavirus pandemic had taken hold of our lives, and we were bracing for an imminent quarantine when, come March 19th, the governor would tell us all to stay home. That is, if we could. And to be clear, many could not. There's so much that has been lost, but also some things gained. So now, as we slowly emerge from this strange time, we want to reflect on where we've been and where we're headed. To do that, we've partnered with USC's Center for Religious and Civic Culture and commissioned some sermons from faith leaders from around our country. Today, we hear from Reverend Dr. Najuma Smith Pollard. She's the program manager for the USC Cecil Murray Center for Community Engagement. She's also senior pastor at Word of Encouragement Church in Los Angeles. Her sermon is titled, Making It to the Other Side.
Luke chapter 8:22 reads, "One day Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let us go to the other side of the lake.' So they got into a boat and set out." Several years ago, I had the privilege of traveling to Egypt and Israel. While on that trip, we took a boat ride across the Galilean Sea. It was the sea in which Jesus traversed a few times with his disciples. The purpose of our boat trip was to give us a sense of how long they would have been at sea and a sense of how the miracle would have played out for the disciples. What should have been for the disciples a simple 2-hour boat ride turned into an overnight fiasco for the disciples as an unexpected storm rose up and delayed their travel. It made sense on that trip why the disciples lost hope when faced with a storm, winds, and rain. All they really wanted was to get to the other side. The other side represented hope, calm, security, safety, and even some rest after all the healing work that had just taken place. Yet they were stuck on a boat, and the other side was close, yet so far away. Passing through this pandemic has been like a stormy quest of trying to get to the other side. In the beginning, many people have said things like, "We'll get on the other side of this disease." But we're coming up on 1 year, and we're still not on the other side. What we expected to be a simple 2-week, then 2-month shutdown is now climbing to a 12-month process. 500,000 plus lives lost. Lost businesses, lost wages, lost members, lost buildings. So much loss. You get the point. And we're still not on the other side. Some days the weight of this storm pounds down so hard, the other side feels so far away. As a pastor, it is my role to preach the good news in the text. And the good news in this text of Luke is that the disciples eventually get to the other side with Jesus, but not without wrestling with a very long night. I have a similar prophetic role in the midst of this multi-layer pandemic, all the racial and political tensions we've contended with, which is to help congregation and community stay in the boat or home and survive the storm the best they can, and to shed light that even if it feels so far away, with the right sailing mate or mates, i.e. Jesus, faith, hope, belief, prayer, and collective work to survive and thrive at sea, there is a brighter side. A better side, a reimagined side, a healthier side, a more equitable side, a side for the unhoused, a side for the undocumented, a side that honors Indigenous people, Black people, Latinx people, queer and trans people, a safer shores side on the other side. I am hopeful about the other side, and my prayer every day is, God, please don't let us down when we get to the other side.
That was Reverend Dr. Najuma Smith Pollard, With her sermon, Making It to the Other Side, you can read her text and that of several other faith leaders in our community at crcc.usc.edu. You will see a report pinned to that main page titled Bridges Over Troubled Waters.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.